I know this is really weird, but can I ask you something? You know what? Never mind. It's not important. I'm fine. Can we just drop it? I said it wasn't important. Fine, I'll tell you. I know this is a weird request, but promise you won't laugh. I know you wouldn't. If you were that kind of guy, this would have never happened. Nothing. I didn't say anything. Okay, here goes. I need you to tell me that you don't love me. No, wait, not that. I know that one already. I need you to tell me you'll never love me. I know it's weird, but I really need to hear it. Please don't make me tell you why. It was hard enough to ask this of you. I think you can figure out why I need to hear it. Fine. If you need to hear why, I'll tell you. But you have to promise you won't interrupt me. This is going to be hard, and I don't know if I'll be able to start up again once I stop. Okay, here it goes. I am in love with you. I've been in love with you for the past 4 years. I know you don't love me, and I think part of that is the reason I fell in love with you. I know that sounds strange, but I got so used to guys pretending to be my friend so they'd have a chance to date me. I know you never did that. You never faked interest with me. We actually just shared interests. We both loved anime, gaming, and D&D. Now, obviously, we didn't share every interest, and you had hobbies I didn't take part in, and I had hobbies you didn't enjoy. But that just made things even better. You would listen to me talk about it because you knew how much I loved talking about my interests, but it also gave me something to do alone. I imagined a relationship because it seemed perfect because of that. We'd have things to do together, and we didn't need to do everything together. It seemed like it would be the perfect balance. That's not all of it, though. Those shared interests obviously made us great friends, and you were listening to me talk about my own interests definitely made you one of my best friends. But it was everything else. You were always there whenever I was struggling. When I had setbacks and started to feel like a failure, you were there to help me get through it. You always made sure I knew that just because I messed up and something went wrong didn't mean I was a failure. You were always so good at comforting me, no matter what was going on in my life. But almost more important than that was how good you were at helping me when things were going well in my life. You could have just said congratulations and we could go out and celebrate, the same thing nearly everyone else would do. But you did more than that. Yeah, you congratulated me and always helped me celebrate my accomplishments. But more than that, you pushed me forward. You made sure I never stagnated. And you made sure that I always reached my full potential. Because of you, I was able to become the best version of myself. A few years ago, I was trying to think about what I wanted in a romantic partner, and I started to notice so much of the list was just describing you. I wanted someone who was kind and empathetic, smart, funny, and patient. Someone who shared my interests. Someone who had listened to my problems and would help me when I wanted help, and would just listen to me vent when all I wanted to do was vent. Someone who was open about their emotions. At first, I didn't notice it, but I slowly realized that the list started to describe you exactly. I didn't realize I loved you then. I just thought it was an interesting coincidence that my best friend was the exact kind of person I was looking for in my dream man. I kept dating and had relationships, but they just never worked out. Then sometime around 4 years ago, I realized you weren't like a man I could fall in love with, but you were the man I was falling in love with. I never confessed because I knew that you didn't love me, so what was the point in confessing? At best, our relationship would stay exactly the same. At worst, it could damage our friendship, and the awkwardness would slowly drive a wedge between us, destroying the one relationship I actually cared about. I resolved to keep dating, and I hoped that the feelings would eventually go away. I felt that if I just kept telling myself that you didn't love me, eventually whatever feelings I had would just fade away and we can go back to being friends. Maybe I could just find someone else I could fall in love with and we would be friends. I think my string of failed relationships showed that didn't work. I finally realized why it could never work. I kept holding out hope that eventually you'd fall in love with me. In my head, I knew it was silly. I knew you'd never fall in love with me. It was a silly, childish wish. A fantasy belongs in a fairy tale, not the head of an adult. But still, I can't let that dream go. Until I hear it from your own lips, I will keep thinking there is a chance that you'll fall in love with me and we'll live happily ever after. Okay, that was everything I had to say. I bared my soul to you, and now I need you to fulfill your promise. Tell me you'll never love me, and let's go back to being friends. We'll watch an anime or play a game, and I can try to start getting over my feelings for you. I'll have the closure I needed. But first, can you hold me? Just for a few minutes. I know it goes against what I just asked, but I really want to pretend for a few minutes more. I want to feel your arms wrapped around me and surround myself with this fantasy for just a little longer. Wait, what do you mean you won't say it? I laid my soul bare in front of you, and you can't do this one thing for me? You are not who I thought you were. Seriously? You want to pose hypotheticals like that? How would I feel if you said you loved me? I'm pretty sure I've made that clear. I'd be ecstatic, overjoyed. This would be the greatest day of my life. But what does it matter? Because you don't love me. What? No. No. I must have heard you wrong. You love me? How? When? A year? Why didn't you say anything before? Because you knew I wasn't in love with you? We are truly made for each other. Two people who completely understand each other, and yet somehow cannot see the most important thing. I love you. Wow, that felt amazing to say, knowing you felt the same.